You're listening to IndieNation TechNet News and Opinion. News that matters to you, news with listener participation.
Where do we want to start with the news? Dead teasers, huh?
Yeah, because I mean, we're next month. We're a month and a half away, right? Because this is September, October. October 31st will be the first episode of this next season. And
notice how we knew that.
That's 45 days away, right?
Yeah. So there, I found a couple. You know, okay. Should we go with the what if one first? That's actually about the series.
Yeah, we can do that.
There's a photo circulating that, you know, they're saying, well, it leads us to believe that Glenn could possibly die, but it's just like, I don't know.
Well, how many times do you see pictures Close of him calls. Surrounded by zombies? Yeah. I mean, the series is famous for that. I mean, zombies have people around the neck, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know if now, it's really going to be anything.
The doctor, right?
Yeah.
The doctor did discuss in an interview, apparently, that we're going to get his backstory this season. That's pretty much all he said.
Yeah.
Which I think, cool. We were wondering about that last season, weren't we?
Yeah, and I think that every season in the beginning, it seems like they start to roll out the backstories of the new characters. Because isn't that what they did last year? Like the first three or four episodes, from what I remember, were backstory.
Well,
that might have been the second half, because they split
we still
it in two
don't
parts.
Have all the backstory of all the characters going back very far in some cases, like the Listerine kid.
Yeah, and we still have not heard of what happens to that one girl that was with
Beth.
Daryl.
I was going to go to that next. Where is Beth?
Yeah, because I think they've kind of teased that she will
now,
show back up.
With the teasers and the trailers and stuff, though, you know they're going to survive Terminus now, at least in the short term.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And you
yeah,
know.
And I haven't read the comic books or viewed the comic books, whatever you want to say, to know how much is ahead of this story. But they're not sticking strictly to that story. They have wavered. There are parts of the story that don't
Daryl's
coincide
not in
with,
that story.
Yeah, and he's their base character, I think. He's their most popular character.
Popular. I'm not going to say base.
No, not. I was saying he's one of their biggest characters.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's one of the ones that has the biggest fan following.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we'll get to a little bit of that in a moment. I don't know what else to say, but I think I know I'll be watching.
Yeah. And this is a series that right now it'll be interesting to see where they take it beyond this year, because a lot of times you'll hit a lull in these types of shows. I don't even know if you remember with Lost. It seemed like there was a period of time where it was just like, okay, now where do you go? You know, I'm hoping that we don't hit that with this. You know, not knowing what happens in the comic books, right now they're in a major point, you know, with the storyline of something that actually happens in the comic books or a version of it. But it'll be interesting to see where they actually go from here after Terminus. You know, is there a really big story to that? I know that some of these
Did you watch the trailer yet? It was going around for a while.
I don't know if I've seen the trailer that you're talking about. I've seen a couple, but they were a number like a month ago.
Yeah, gives me the impression that they're going to try and go to Washington.
Okay,
that's the trailer I saw.
So they pretty much leave. That'll be interesting to see, because if you look at the prison, that was a big part of time in the story. Terminus, it'd be interesting to see how much time it actually takes up in the season.
This could
just be the beginning and they may leave it behind. You know, there may be characters that are kind of, you know, stragglers from Terminus, but I wonder how much it's actually going to stay in the storyline the whole season.
I get the impression that Rick has to go to Washington, but has to leave Kyle behind.
Yeah.
Because of the way they remember the scene where he's saying, no matter what you think, you can't trust these people.
Yeah.
Now, how popular is The Walking Dead?
See, that's the thing, is it's got a huge fan following, at least
action
on the internet.
Action figures, dude. That's what I'm talking about, right?
Well, and these are for adults more, right? You're not going to give your kid, most likely, a Walking Dead action figure. of zombie parts.
And, yeah, I mean, really, maybe, I don't know.
But they show a couple of them on here.
Right, and right like underneath it says mock-ups. Yeah, right underneath it says not the actual model, but a representation.
Yeah, because these are definitely computer models that you're seeing. But they show, you know, that one where the zombie came out from underneath of the mud and
the landslide. Yeah.
Yeah. So they have supposedly an action figure for that.
The one that killed the little girl.
Yes.
How charming.
Yeah, I'm seeing. It's like, okay, well, that's an interesting one. They don't show all the characters. They only have a couple of the characters, and then they have some zombie ones. But imagine how many variations of zombie action figures they can make. Because it's not like it has to be, you know, a realistic version of one that's in the show. Just make a bunch of zombie action figures.
I could just see it now. You know, every ad's going to say, "Make sure you get the whole set."
Yeah, it's like, how many zombies have they had in this series?
Oh, man. But if they could sell them, they'd keep making more.
Yeah. I mean, they'll try to come up with interesting variations.
It's a good idea. I'm telling you. Somebody is going to buy it.
Yeah. And you'll see these things like crazy, people lining them up behind their desks. And
They will. And I like how Norman Reedus kind of gave the fans a kudo. Did you get to? You said you were reading that one right before you got on the mic.
So he's got this fan book fan art book that he's putting together, which shows some of his favorite pictures and their drawings from scenes of The Walking Dead. On here they show one that's of Daryl. I assume they're not all of Daryl.
I don't know that or not. I know that, like, I remember reading it and said, you know, not only that, but like cakes and everything.
Yeah, so it's pretty much got a bunch of things that people have sent pieces. Him.
Over 100.
Tattoos, cakes, pencil sketches. So pretty much probably things that people have sent him, or maybe pictures that people have sent him of things that they've done, whether it's a tattoo they've gotten. You know, these are things that he's made out of those.
Amazing.
So he's charging
$60.
Yeah, people were kind of saying, okay, why are they doing this? But $60 for this is on pre-order. But the thing, I guess, that kind of makes it, oh, okay, maybe, is that he's donating most of that to, a Parkinson's foundation.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, $60, you know, they could almost go with the Humble Bundle thing of having a ebook version, you know, for a certain amount of donation, because Humble Bundle say, well, make a $15 donation, you get the ebook version. If you make a $30 donation, you get the physical book version. I think they probably would have sold more doing that, or will sell
could
more.
Could be, but it could be he's just not that tech savvy.
Yeah, not the fanciest website in the world. If you go to his bigbaldbook.com is the name of the website.
Big what?
Big Bald Book.
That's no Big Bald Sun Rising, I thought was the name of the book.
Well, that's the name of the book. Says the sun's coming up like a big bald head. That is one of his books. And then Big Bald Book is the page for his book. And he's got bigbaldhead.com, which has his action figure and has a couple different things. So you actually can see an action figure on there. A real one, if you go to bigbaldhead.com, which is kind of an interesting that he's not bald, but he's got bigbaldhead.com is what he's been naming his books. And oh well,
I don't know. Maybe it ties in this season.
Well, it looks like this is more of his personal blog. It's a production company by him.
I don't know, man. Well, we'll have to check out interviews with him. Daryl action figures. No kidding.
And those will probably be some of the ones that sell the best. Because everybody loves this crossbow.
Yeah, well, crossbows are cool.
So, okay, let's go ahead and go. I don't know if you want to go into Google. We got some Google news here.
I was trying to load the About page to find out if we could find out why it's called Big Bald Head.
Well, that's the name of his one book. I don't know what he has, why he's such a big fan. Big Bald Head is a production company created
You've
by
been
Norman.
Listening to Indie Nation Tech Net News and Opinion, which is recorded live every Monday night at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to get involved and participate, hit us up at 818-81-INDIE or news@indienation.fm. More news for you at the top of the hour, listeners.